Chapter 2. Command Posts in Large-Scale Combat Operations. Large-scale combat operations, LSCO, increase friendly and enemy tempo, quicken information and decision cycles, and subject formations to higher friendly casualties. During LSCO, our units are under near-constant electronic attack, and often find higher echelon resources are simply not available. These conditions impede the Brigade Combat Team, BCT, across the entire Command and Control C2 Warfighting Function, WFF. To prepare for LSCO, Army leaders must reframe current notions about command post, CP operations, roles, and tactics, techniques, and procedures, TTP. Command Posts in the Decisive Action Training Environment, a glimpse of large-scale combat operations. Many commanders arrive at the National Training Center, NTC, with a vision for CPs based on the operational experience over the previous 20 years. Tactical Operations Centers, TOCs, are static fixtures, which provide continuity and a site for the staff to meet and execute the unit's battle rhythm. A vehicle-based tactical command post, TAC, serves as the commander's combat escort, occasional fighting platform, and hasty planning cell, but rarely synchronizes all WFFs as a true C2 node. Decisive Action Training Environment, DATE operations at NTC do not fully replicate the scale, violence, or resource scarcity of LSCO, but create similar challenges in terms of contested domains and the velocity of operations. Commanders struggle to perform their role in the operations process, understand, visualize, describe, direct, lead, assess, and spend a significant amount of time out of communication with higher and lower echelons. Staff struggle to make sense of the information environment, provide relevant recommendations, and plan in condensed time horizons with incomplete information. Enemy indirect fire, air attack capabilities, and cyber and electronic warfare, EW, threaten friendly CPs and disrupt commanders' ability to exercise C2 for operations. Where the DATE stresses our C2 paradigms, LSCO shatters them. Every person, node, system, and network will be in the fight 24 hours of every day and across all domains. To survive, commanders must update their understanding of the role and function of CPs. Doctrine Review, Command Posts. Commanders cannot exercise C2 alone. Even at the lowest levels, commanders need support to exercise C2. At every echelon of command, each commander has a C2 system to provide that support. The C2 system is the arrangement of people, processes, networks, and CPs that enable commanders to conduct operations. Army Doctrine Publication, ADP 60, Mission Command, Command and Control of Army Forces, 31 July 2019, defines the CP as a component of the commander's C2 system. Command posts are facilities that include personnel, processes, and procedures, and networks that assist commanders in command and control. They adjust, based on the situation, to help control operations through continuity, planning, coordination, and synchronizing of the warfighting functions. Army Techniques Publication, ATP 6-0.5, Command Post Organization and Operations, 1 March 2017, serves as the how-to manual, which covers the various types of CPs, equipment layouts, and security considerations, as well as methods for manning the CP, conducting battle rhythm events, and synchronizing staff functions. Although each type of CP has specific roles and purposes, the following are functions common to all CPs: conducting knowledge management, information management, and foreign disclosure; building and maintaining situational understanding; controlling operations; assessing operations; coordinating with internal and external organizations; performing CP administration. At NTC, when CPs displace during the fight, it is common to see staff sections cease all work for up to 24 hours while in transit. This pause is particularly harmful when the BCT planners are unable to execute the military decision-making process, MDMP, and put the BCT behind their already constrained timeline. In LISCO, commanders are unable to afford this kind of break in the mission command operations process. CPs need to be survivable, mobile, and capable of performing redundant staff functions. CPs need to maintain multiple forms of communication and an updated Shared Common Operational Picture, COP, that adequately informs the staff and commander. Doctrine Review, Tactical Command Posts and Mobile Command Groups. Commanders must prepare to exercise C2 over the operation while away from the staff at the main command post, MCP. At the BCT level, in addition to the MCP, doctrine describes the TAC as a facility containing a tailored portion of a unit headquarters designed to control portions of an operation for a limited time. The TAC is not just the commander's patrol for battlefield circulation. More accurately, it is a localized and impermanent MCP. Doctrine describes the TAC as tailored and for a limited time to control portions of an operation. The intent is for commanders to construct TACs with specific equipment and personnel to aid C2 in critical situations, such as points of decision, friction, or risk. Examples from experience in the DATE, which directly apply to LISCO, include the combined arms breach during passage of lines and the decisive point of an attack or defense. Although only division and corps units are resourced for a true mobile command group, MCG, many BCT commanders at NTC create an MCG in addition to the TACs and MCPs. Typically consisting of 1 to 3 combat vehicles, MCGs allow the commander to transit the AO and gain necessary perspective during the fight. MCG use provides opportunity, but also carries risk. In one instance, a BCT commander and S3 occupied high ground in a single high-mobility multipurpose wheeled vehicle, Humvee, with a single map board and one frequency-modulated FM channel to exercise C2 during a brigade attack. The commander possessed an ability to visualize, but severely limited staff input and became cognitively overwhelmed trying to keep track of the fight. Recommendations for Brigade Combat Team Command Post Employment. Commanders must consider how to employ CPs in LISCO and then man, train, and equip them to adequately support C2 operations. Drawing from experience in the DATE, consider the following recommendations when planning for LISCO. Clarify roles and functions for the command posts. Commanders must decide how to exercise C2 over the fight from the MCP and on the move. Which COP must each CP update and display? Who will update the map board and the Joint Battle Command Platform, JBCP, while the commander is on FM? Successful commanders assign hands-on tasks to staff officers and non-commissioned officers, NCOs, and thereby free themselves to sense the fight and communicate with other commanders. When the commander is forward, what are the MCP's responsibilities? During attacks, for example, BCTs often let the executive officer, XO, in the MCP fight the deep fight while the commander orients on the close fight. If manning and equipment support deploying an MCG, what comprises the TAC and MCG? One successful unit at NTC used a 3-striker fighting vehicle element as the MCG, and the TAC consisted of an M1087 expando van, Tactical Communications Node, TCN, Satellite Transportable Terminals, STTs, for Warfighter Information Network Tactical, WIN-T Connectivity, Retransmission Striker, Light Medium Tactical Vehicle, LMTV, for equipment, and Humvee Security Element. It was functional, mobile, and served as a sufficient alternate CP when needed. Make command posts mobile, survivable, and flexible. In LISCO, CPs must be mobile to survive the threat of enemy air and indirect fire attacks. BCTs should strive for breakdown and establishment times of about an hour for MCPs and mere minutes for TACs. Units should use terrain and emission control, EMCON, techniques to mask electromagnetic, EM, signals from enemy sensors. Note, generators are one of the largest sources of EM signature. Create redundant communications across command posts. Units suffer degraded communications in LISCO to include jammed WinT, FM, and JBCP. Rapid displacement, terrain masking, and redundant communications are crucial to maintaining C2. As in the date, effective BCTs need a robust primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency PACE plan, which includes allowing commanders to jump to alternate CPs that are not under electronic attack. Have a plan for the planners. BCTs at NTC are often surprised how disruptive it can be to displace a CP. The displacing process routinely takes longer than planned. Units truly feel the impact when staff members are unable to perform key functions, including information collection, battle tracking, and planning. Subordinate echelons must understand when the BCT CP is going to jump. Units may move key staff members forward to a new MCP location, for example, via air movement or perhaps with the commander, often already occupied by a quartering party or the tech. There, they can continue their critical staff function while the main CP is in transit. Leave the main command post. Commanders must deploy forward to get a better feel for the fight and to visit subordinate commanders. Commanders must also make sure they maintain full situational understanding. Commanders must balance the gains of in-person assessment and communication with losing access to the full suite of communication assets, key staff members, and systems, processes, and products. TAC and MCG design, manning, and processes should minimize or mitigate commanders' lack of access to the full suite of communication assets, key staff members, and systems and products to include the full COP. Commanders must always consider how their chosen CP benefits and degrades their decision-making ability. Commanders must remain cognizant of personal risk. In LISCO, risk probability and severity increase. Commanders who displace from massed artillery fire likely lose some ability to exercise C2 over the fight. Conclusion. ADP 6.0 states, command posts provide a physical location for the other three components of a command and control system, people, processes, and networks. As such, CPs deserve as much deliberate planning as a combined arms breach or a forward passage of lines. In LISCO, the enemy targets CPs across all domains and attempts to disrupt the commander's ability to provide C2 for operations. Units can prepare for this environment by first revisiting doctrine and evolving their understanding of CPs, and then by building CPs to be mobile, redundant, and survivable.